Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday morning, September 23, 2025, and we have a great mix of finance headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Mining news breaks. Channel check by Noble highlights gold's 40% surge in 2025 as metal poised for strongest year since 1979. Gold futures have surged, climbing near $3,750 per ounce, with spot bullion holding above $3,700 on Monday, marking a more than 40% increase year-to-date. Factors such as Federal Reserve rate cuts, a weaker U.S. dollar, record inflows into gold ETFs, and steady central bank buying have contributed to this rally. Analysts predict the potential for gold to reach $4,000 per ounce by mid-2026. As investors seek safety and diversification. Companies like ES Gold Corp and Lafleur Minerals Inc. are attracting attention within the gold exploration and development sector amid this bullish market. Noble Financial Group's Channel Check platform provides valuable insights into these market dynamics and opportunities for investors. For more information, visit noblecapitalmarkets.com. Swedish edtech leader MathLeaks launches U.S. initiative, expanding AI-powered math and financial literacy education. Swedish edtech leader MathLeaks is launching its U.S. initiative to provide AI-powered math instruction and expand financial literacy education. With a successful track record in Sweden, MathLeaks aims to enhance math skills and financial literacy for U.S. educators and students. By offering adaptive math curriculum and teacher-facing financial literacy materials, MathLeaks seeks to close the education gap in the U.S. Only 27% of high school students have access to standalone personal finance courses. MathLeaks AI-powered modules adjust content in real time, supporting personalized learning paths. The company believes in technology serving teachers, not replacing them, and plans to collaborate with educators to develop adaptive resources aligned with state and local needs. To learn more or participate in U.S. pilot opportunities, visit mathleaks.com/study. Ancor shares for debt transaction. Ancor Resources Corp. announces shares for debt transactions totaling $1,922,800 owed to certain creditors. The company will issue 8,263,333 units at 21s per unit, each consisting of a common share and a warrant. An acceleration clause applies if shares trade at 40 cents for 10 consecutive days. Additionally, $187,500 will be settled through common shares. The debt conversion includes loans, EVGIM acquisition payments, Almighty Resources settlement, gas capture project funding, and compensation amounts. The directors unanimously voted for the debt-to-shares conversion. The transaction is subject to TSX Venture Exchange approval and complies with MI 61-101 regulations. The common shares issued will have a hold period of 4 months and 1 day. Ancor Resources Corp. focuses on mineral and energy solutions in Cambodia and Canada.
Segment Wealth Management named to Barron's 2025 Top 100 Independent Advisors Ranking. Segment Wealth Management, a Houston-based independent wealth advisory firm, is proud to announce that its founder and CEO, Gil Baumgarten, has been named to Barron's 2025 Top 100 Independent Advisors Ranking. This prestigious recognition highlights the firm's disciplined investment approach and client-first fiduciary model. With over 41 years of experience in the advice business, Gil Baumgarten expresses gratitude for the trust clients have placed in Segment Wealth Management. The firm's transparent, commission-free model and personalized wealth management strategies have made it a respected RIA in Texas, serving high-net-worth and ultra-high-net-worth families. For more information about Segment Wealth Management and the Barron's Top 100 Financial Advisors list, visit their respective websites.
Joseph Smolarz featured on Innovator's Journey to discuss Liftoff Now Framework. Joseph Smolarz was featured on Innovator's Journey to discuss Liftoff Now Framework, a pathway for doctors to learn how to become savvy investors. As an otolaryngologist, investor, inventor, and entrepreneur, Dr. Smolarz uses this framework to teach doctors the right mindset on investing. The strategic framework challenges doctors to change their thinking. Currently serving as the CEO of Store Management, a physician at Vaillant, and founder of Smell Again, Dr. Smolarz is helping doctors navigate the world of investments. Learn more about his journey on the Innovator's Journey segment.
TD Jakes Foundation presents Life Forum 2025, Leveraging Income for Financial Empowerment. The TD Jakes Foundation is launching Life Forum 2025, a free virtual experience covering topics such as budgeting, credit, entrepreneurship, investing, and generational wealth. Presented in partnership with Wells Fargo and Paul Quinn College, the event aims to equip young adults with the knowledge and confidence to make informed money decisions. Featuring speakers like Wallow267, Milan Griffin, Tiffany the Budgetnista Elitch, and more, participants will learn how to leverage income for financial empowerment. With all sessions available on demand after October 4th, Life Forum 2025 provides lasting financial guidance for young adults. Contact Tracy at tracyelitch.com to coordinate an interview with President and CEO Kelly Cornish about this critical turning point in reshaping the conversation around money, culture, and empowerment. Padel 100 raises 5 million euro to supercharge Ireland's Padel growth. Padel 100, Ireland's fastest growing operator, has announced a 5 million euro raise under the Employment Investment Incentive Scheme to install 300 courts nationwide by December 2027. Early investors can receive up to 50% income tax relief. With strategic partnerships in place, Padel 100 aims to position Ireland as one of Europe's fastest emerging Padel markets. CEO Ben Keohane emphasized the tangible progress with contracts signed and demand rising. The raise offers a unique chance to support Ireland's sporting transformation and the rapid growth of Padel, with potential returns of nearly 50%. Investors should note that returns are not guaranteed, and independent advice is recommended. For more information, visit the Padel 100 website.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.